This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Voting is underway for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal. Voting began at 7 a.m. for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in West Bengal and will continue till 6 p.m. In Tamil Nadu, till 3 p.m., nearly 70% polling was registered, while in West Bengal, over 78.77% votes were polled. In Tamil Nadu, 4,023 candidates are in the fray, while in West Bengal, the electoral fate of 1,478 candidates will be sealed in the EVMs today. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. Polling is also being held today for assembly by-elections in Maharashtra and Gujarat. The Northeastern Council, the apex statutory body for regional planning and development of India's eight northeastern states, has recorded a total expenditure of ₹1,496.78 crore during the financial year. The expenditure includes ₹792.12 crore under schemes of NEC and ₹704.66 crore under the Northeast Special Infrastructure Development Scheme (RoDS). NEC's performance this year signals a decisive acceleration in the development trajectory of the Northeast. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India-Africa partnership assumes significance as the world navigates through complex geopolitical challenges. He said that today, Africa occupies a central place in India's foreign policy, and India has expanded its diplomatic footprint in Africa in recent years. The External Affairs Minister said this while unveiling the logo, theme and website of the India-Africa Forum Summit in the Curtain Raiser event in New Delhi today. The summit will be held from 28th to 31st of next month. Dr. S. Jaishankar said that 17 new diplomatic missions have been opened across the continent, taking the number of missions there to 46. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak has extended appreciation to Likha Nari Thadar, Mayor Itanagar Municipal Corporation, for the positive transformation she and her team have brought to the cleanliness and overall environment of the state capital, Itanagar. In an appreciation letter to the mayor, the governor said, under her able leadership, the IMC has made commendable strides in maintaining hygiene and reinforcing the green identity and pride of the state. Such visible improvements reflect not only effective governance, but also a strong commitment to creating a healthier and more livable city for its residents, he added. Governor Parnayak also shared a copy of the green initiatives undertaken by the Black Cat Division in Sikkim, expressing confidence that the document will serve as a valuable reference and further inspire her team. The Central Board of Secondary Education will conduct the second phase of CBSE 10th exam 2026 from 15th May. The exam is optional for those students who want to improve their scores. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any of three subjects out of science, mathematics, social science and languages. The board had announced the class 10th results for the first main exam on 15th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that modernization of railway tracks is powering a faster and more dependable network. In a social media post sharing an article written by Railways Minister Aswani Vaishnav in an English daily, Mr. Modi said that track renewal, advanced testing and mechanized maintenance have improved ride quality and ensured higher speeds. He added these changes are reducing delays, supporting smoother journeys and helping railways meet growing passenger and freight demand across the country. The portals of Badrinath Temple located in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand were opened for devotees this morning amid Vedic chants and traditional rituals. Our correspondent reports the Mahabhishek Puja was performed by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami in the name of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, praying for the prosperity and well-being of the nation and the state. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.